Hi, welcome to Blueprints to Joy. This is your host, Davis Cunningham, and this is episode 2 with Curry Mapes. Welcome, Curry.
Yeah, how you doing, Davis?
Doing good. Just saw you literally 20 minutes ago, but doing good within those 20 minutes. So, Curry Mapes is my boss, and he is the lead superintendent at our job site. So, what got you into construction, Curry?
So, both my godfather and uncle work in the construction industry. And I originally started out as a civil engineer, decided that I didn't want to draw sanitary lines and storm lines the rest of my life. I wanted to do what they did, and that's how I kind of got into the business.
All right. So Curry is 28 years old. He is a Texas A&M alumni. So he's been around A&M a long time, and now he gets to work on the George Bush Library with a bunch of us. So what stress comes with being a superintendent?
The big thing is all the other companies, like, they're relying on you. I mean, you're the top dog, you're controlling the site. You know, the biggest thing is everybody's safety, making sure they go home every day, that the guys are doing the correct work, that you're sticking to your schedule. Because if you mess up your schedule, you know, that could cost you and your company millions of dollars depending on the project that's going on. Plus just all the different factors that go into it. You're not just dealing with one laborer or one type of trade, but every single trade that's involved in the job, it's your responsibility.
So like I said in the other episodes, we're like the general contractor. We kind of run everything. And then you have a bunch of subcontractors, so like plumbers, electricians, concrete, and etc. So basically, when Curry goes to that job site, he looks over every single one of them. He's their boss, and they all depend off of him. So how do you feel about bouncing around job to job and never having a permanent home?
I've been doing it now for around 3 years. There's pros and cons for it. Like, I've lived in places that I never thought I would ever live, like Florida. I've also lived in places that, like, you know, wasn't really the greatest experience, but you still got to say that you did it. One nice thing is there's typically either extra bonuses that come with it, per diem, living allowances, different things like that. You get to see different parts of the country that other people don't always get to experience. You get to see how construction is different in every region, which is kind of cool. And you can take the good and the bad things from that area and implement it in your next job or once you do find a place, settle down. One suggestion, if somebody ever asked me if they should do it or not, it all depends on your personality. What's important to you. But as far as for myself, I mean, it's been pretty fun, but I'm sure at some point I'll be ready to stay in Texas, at least for the long haul.
Yeah. So what did you not like about Florida real quick?
Florida, I was just in the southwest part of Florida where there's not really a big group of people. Like, most people that live there are retirees. The workforce is very difficult to deal with. Just because most of it is retirees.
So not a lot of drinking buddies?
Yeah, not really a lot of drinking buddies, not too much going out. Wasn't a lot of venues to go out. There was, you know, would have been, you know, music venues and things like that I like to do in my free time. They always have a joke in Florida that all the good workforce is at the Tampa line and north. But once you get south of there, you know, it just starts going down the shit.
Yeah. So, how are you doing, like, mentally well? Like, what do you do? Like, how are you doing it? Like, what do you do to be, like, well, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, I understand. So I think one thing that helps me is, you know, I got onto a construction site very early before I ever started my actual career. So I knew what I was getting into. So I understood what the stress level that was going to be expected out of me. Another thing I like to do just during the day, sometimes you're having a rough day, you know, it's just nice. Get away from the site, go eat lunch at home, or, you know, go out to eat with just by yourself. Kind of give you a chance to collect yourself, think about what you need to do without everybody blowing you up and nagging you about something. Even though we do work a lot of weekends, depending on the project, the time of the project, I like to use that opportunity when I am off, go enjoy it with family and friends. Just because, you know, they help brighten up your day. And two, I have, like, one of the best dogs ever. So, you know, dogs always make everybody happy. So you never go wrong with that. But And then the next thing, just I guess part of the way I was brought up, had got put in stressful situations. Like sports was one of the good things that helped me kind of deal with stress, and now I use it in my work career also.
Thanks for answering that. We'll be right back after this quick break. Hi, and welcome back to episode 2 of Blueprints to Joy. So I'm here with Curry Mapes, and he's been in the industry long enough. So he's worked on Dallas Mavericks, Texas Rangers, and Kyle Field. So which of those three have been your favorite?
My favorite's definitely been Kyle Field, partly because I was actually a student here at A&M while I was going on, and it was my first project in the construction industry. I was a laborer for Manhattan Construction, and just kind of that's where I kind of fell in love with construction and how crazy it can be and how meaningful it can be.
So was it really stressful as a student?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty stressful. I mean, when you got bosses screaming and yelling at you as a 20-year-old kid trying to lead a bunch of 40-year-old, 30-year-old men, you know, you kind of learn to deal with the stress and, you know, working 80 hours a week, trying to make sure the stadium gets finished on time for a football game. And, you know, a lot different than just being a student and all you got to do is worry about yourself. Now you're responsible for all these people that, you know, are like your parents' age or your uncle's age and stuff like that. And now you're their boss. And, you know, one thing is I had to fire a guy one time, and 20-year-old kid, you know, you don't expect to do that, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to get the job done.
Is there any like crazy things that happened at Cal Field while you're there that you're allowed to say?
So one big thing was it was a Sunday afternoon, and we were, I'd gotten home from work. I'd worked that Sunday. Big storm rolled in, and in the Hall of Champions, a big storm line busted, and water's just flowing into the Hall of Champions, fanciest area in the stadium. Get called up there that I need to go to the stadium right now. Get up there. It's myself, a VP from another company, one other guy, and we're trying to get water out of the Hall of Champions. And, you know, we were probably about, I don't know, 3 weeks from needing to be ready to go for football season. We got water coming in like no other with the storm rolling in. That was pretty crazy.
It's been a lot of water damage.
Yeah. There's drywallers working pretty quick the next day.
Yeah, I bet. So what is your end goal in the construction industry? Do you want to be a superintendent forever? Do you want to move up into the big office? Like, what's your...
Yeah, so my end goal would be in a VP role. You know, whether that's on the operations side or helping win jobs, or, you know, run some of our mega jobs like some of our VPs have done. But ultimately, what we call is like an operations vice president or even on the national level for us. That's kind of where right now I have my end goals to be.
Well, it's a pretty good end goal, you know, make all that good money.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work, and it'll be a lot of time, but I don't think it's unrealistic for the opportunities that I've been given and for the work ethic that I have, and, you know, just keep gaining that knowledge to try to get there. And, you know, obviously being on the right jobs, being in the right place at the right time always helps. The traveling that we talked about earlier, that really helps because you meet a lot of different people for the company, you know, and they can make your different opinions. One thing that helped me was, you know, I've worked in front of our president when I was out in Georgia, and he got a clear view of my work ethic, what I'm willing to do for the company. So different things like that always can help you in the long run and have even benefited me to at this point in my work career.
Well, just want to say thank you so much for joining us on episode 2, Curry. It's been a pleasure.
No, I appreciate you having me here, Davis.
Yeah. I'll see you at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Please come back to agcj366.tamu.edu to see episode 3 with Macy McLean. This is your host signing off.